This is St. Louis Public Radio. On August 28th, Missouri's definition of when discrimination occurs in the workplace will be a lot stricter. Fired employees will have to prove their race, gender, age, religion, or nationality was the main reason they lost their jobs. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin takes a closer look at what happens next.
Shopping carts rattle through the parking lot of a local retail store that attracts hundreds of shoppers in Jefferson City every day. This particular store is a member of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, which strongly backed the tougher workplace discrimination definition. None of the group's individual members, including this one, would talk to us for the story. But St. Louis attorney Jerry Hunter did. He's represented businesses who were sued, though he couldn't discuss those cases. But he says he's watched other lawsuits wreak havoc on small businesses in Missouri.
I've heard horror stories where, under the old standard, even in cases where they didn't feel they had discriminated against an employee, they pretty much still had to settle the case.
Hunter says those businesses felt it was cheaper to pay thousands of dollars to settle a case instead of risking a judge or jury sticking them with a higher bill. But the new law doesn't sit well with people like Nimrod Chappell Jr., who heads the NAACP in Missouri. He testified against the bill in February and had his microphone cut off after he said the state will return to the days of Jim Crow, referring to the laws that stripped rights away from African Americans. Chappell says this time African Americans won't be the only ones affected.
That pretty much includes everybody except people who are not disabled or perceived to be disabled, Caucasian males under the age of 40 that don't have or espouse any religious convictions and can't readily be identified or linked to their heritage.
Several women's groups and activists also campaigned against the bill to no avail. Dr. Amy Brashears from Warsaw is a former elementary and high school principal. She sued her former employers for paying her less because she's a woman, but the matter was resolved before going to court.
I never wanted anything that was somehow more than what other people got, or I just wanted the same thing. And I hope that that's what all Missourians would want for themselves and also for each other.
Brashears fears the law will make it harder for older and lower income women to stay employed. It's possible that the discrimination standard will be challenged in court. Chappell wouldn't confirm whether the NAACP will sue, but says it is discussing what to do. 10 years ago, the state Supreme Court found that a Maryland Heights police officer with medical issues was fired in part because he was 59 years old, and the court rewrote the definition to say it's discrimination if a person's age, race, or other characteristics had even a minor influence in someone being fired. But GOP Senator Gary Romine of Farmington felt differently and sponsored the bill that created the new law. Romine's chain of rent-to-own stores in southeastern Missouri is the target of a 2015 lawsuit that alleges the company wouldn't rent furniture, cell phones, and other products to residents from a predominantly black neighborhood in Sykeston. The case has not yet gone to court. Under the new law, Chappell says a person can't sue a boss or coworker, only the company that employs him or her.
People will be emboldened with the knowledge that they as individuals can't be held financially or otherwise liable in a civil court of law for the harms that they bring to other people, regardless of how those allegations could be found by a jury.
But Hunter, who's also African American, says the majority of states have similar standards.
So Missouri, the state legislature, is not outside of the mainstream.
Chappell is advising people who think they may have been discriminated against to file suit before the new law takes effect next month. The suit against Romine's business falls under the old law. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.